Welcome. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr on what's turned out to be a pretty fine Tuesday afternoon. Let's see what's cooking at Resource Auction. Dennis Bielski joins us. Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Doing pretty good, Mick. You know, today is the closing of the Jeff Hughes Farm Retirement Auction at Nietzsche, North Dakota. The bids start to close at 1 o'clock. Jeff's got a nice line of equipment. He's got some late model Genesis New Holland tractors and some other tractors and combines, big selection of trucks, a couple of just about new tillage pieces. He's got a nearly new Wilrich field cultivator and chisel plow and a full line of row crop equipment and some tools as well, along with some hopper bins and other items. So that auction starts to close today, or started to close today, I should say, at 1 o'clock, and you can still get on and bid on those items as things close. We got a lot of other auctions coming up that you can bid online right from your home or office. The next one coming up is the Darrell Chemnitz and Lynn Alt Farm Retirement Auction. That opens today, actually opened this morning, and will start to close next Tuesday, the 14th of April. We go right from there to the Jim Brown Auction, which opens on the 9th of April and closes on the 16th. Both of those Pembina County auctions, very nice equipment. The Chemnitz Alt Auctions got some nice late model John Deere pieces. The Jim Brown Auction, lots of nice late model equipment. A couple of Case IH combines with very low hours. Got a quad track on there, some nice John Deere row crop tractors, full line of trucks and other equipment. Then we go to the Jeff Anderson Auction, April 14th to April 21st. Another great auction. And then the Dries Farm Association Reduction Auction, which opens on the 9th and closes on the 17th. So a lot of activity going on right now, Mick, and of course all of this activity is going on while we speak. Everything is happening on the computer. People are able to bid from their home or office on all the auctions that we have this spring, and want to thank everybody for their cooperation in hopping on board and getting online with us and bidding on all the good equipment that we have to sell. We get lots of nice machinery to sell here all the way through the month of April. So if there's something you're looking for before you go to the field, make sure you hop on to Resource Auction, take a look at all the auctions we got coming up. They're all starting to close relatively soon here, but we do have auctions going on all throughout the month of April. So get in there and take a look at that. If you got any questions, feel free to call our office, but by all means, get onto our website and take a look. We've added hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bidders this spring. Of course, all the people that normally go to the auctions to bid live have had to log on to the computer and get registered to bid. So we've added a great big bidding base to our already big base, and want to thank everybody for coming along with us and joining into these good auctions and being good bidders.
Now, have you found, Dennis, that an auction's an auction? I mean, whether it's a group of stone-faced farmers just giving you a nod or lifting one finger are bidding, or online, I mean, are the prices good, and is activity still strong?
Our prices have been good this spring. The activity's been very strong. The thing is, you know, no matter what's going on or when it is going on, in all the years that I've done this, for decades now, you know, good used farm equipment has always held its value, and there is never enough of it around, because there's always somebody that is wearing out something and needs to replace it and might not be able to run off and write the six-digit check that it takes to buy the new piece. So auctions are a tremendous way of doing business. They're the backbone of a lot of the agricultural economy, because it's where 90% of the people buy their used equipment that they use to farm in their operations every day. So when we can put out the good items that we have from the good sellers that we have and pass them on to that buyer, we're just bringing buyers and sellers together all the time, and we're just trying to do it in the very best way we can. And of course, this spring, with all the things that are going on all around us and in the world, we, you know, have used the time to online auction venue, and it's always worked great for us in the past, and it certainly is working good this spring. And we do have all of these good bidders that are coming to these auctions, and you know, they're able to come out and look. That's one thing I want to stress. Now, we get calls about this, so I want to stress this point. You're able to go look at all of this equipment in these farmers' yards. There's an inspection location posted on our website for every one of these farm sites, and you're certainly free to go look at that equipment. And if you want to give the seller a call in advance, their phone number is on there, so you're able to do that and get that done. And you know what? You make your best inspection, make your best bid, and we'll be there to help you either way, whatever it is you need to accomplish.
All right, Dennis Bielski, Resource Auction. How do producers get a hold of you, maybe to set up an auction of their own?
Well, they can find us at 701-757-4. 1-800-800-0015.
Gotcha. Hey, Dennis, have a good rest of the day, good rest of the week. Thanks for keeping on keeping on.
Thank you, Mick.
You bet. Talk to you later. Dennis Belisky, Resource Auction.